All right. Good Tuesday morning, church. Just grabbing a sip of coffee with you this morning as we sit down together and get our morning started off reading the Word of God. This morning, we are going to be reading Psalm 31. Again, God's saving word for today. Oh, this is different. God's saving word for today is hope. And it's been prayer for the past month or so, 2 months, and now God's saving word is hope. Now, in Psalm 31, the psalm begins with the writer expressing trust in God, and then followed by a series of laments, all right, what he needs, what his problems are. And then, that was verses 9 through 13, and then expressing his trust in God again in verse 14, then pleas for deliverance in verses 15 through 18, and concludes with praise in verses 19 through 24. This is an example of voicing complaints while at the same time expressing trust in God. A number of faith traditions include verse 1-5 among the readings at the beginning of Holy Week, or the Sunday of the Lord's Passions. And this is a good example of how to pray, that we can go ahead and lift up the name of Jesus, and then at the same time turn around and say, these are the problems that I have. Because remember, our prayer life is really a conversation with God, and it does us no good to have a relationship with the King of Kings and Lord of Lords and God of all gods if we're not able to come to Him and to share our deepest burdens with Him. And let's go ahead and get started this morning. Psalm 31, a prayer of trust in God. I come to you, Lord, for protection. Let me never be defeated. You are a righteous God. Save me, I pray. Hear me. Save me now. Be my refuge and protect me. My defense. You are my defense to save me. You are my refuge and defense. Guide me and lead me as you have promised. Keep me safe from the trap that has been set for me and shelter me from danger. I place myself in your care. You will save me, Lord. You are a faithful God. You hate those who worship false gods, but I trust in you. I will be glad and rejoice because of your constant love. You see my sufferings. You know my trouble. You have not let my enemies capture me. You have given me freedom to go where I wish. Be merciful to me, Lord, for I am in trouble. My eyes are tired from so much crying. I am completely worn out. I am exhausted by sorrow, and weeping has shortened my life. I am weak from all my troubles. Even my bones are wasting away. All my enemies, especially my neighbors, treat me with contempt. Those who know me are afraid of me. When they see me in the street, they run away. Everyone has forgotten me, as though I were dead. I am like something thrown away. I hear many enemies whispering. Terror is all around me. They are making plans against me, plotting to kill me. But my trust is in you, O Lord. You are my God. I am always in your care. Save me from mine enemies. Protect those from those who persecute me. Look on your servant with kindness. Save me in your constant love. I call to you, Lord. Don't let me be disgraced. May the wicked be disgraced, that they go silently down to the world of the dead. Silence those liars, all the proud and arrogant who speak with contempt about the righteous. How wonderful are the good things you keep for those who honor you. Everyone knows how good you are, how securely you protect those who trust you. You hide them in the safety of your presence from the plots of others. In a safe shelter, you hide them from the insults of their enemies. Praise the Lord, how wonderfully He showed His love for me when I was surrounded and attacked. I was afraid, and I thought that He had driven me out of His presence, but He heard my cry when I called to Him for help. Love the Lord, all His faithful people. The Lord protects the faithful, but punishes the proud as they deserve. Be strong, be courageous, all you that hope in the Lord. And today's key verse, Psalm 31, verse 24, be strong, be courageous, all you that hope in the Lord. And so we have seen in this rather lengthy psalm so many complaints from the writer. But with each complaint, he expresses hope and trust in his God so that he can ultimately, at the end of this missive, of this little psalm, he can put out the challenge to be strong and be courageous. All you that hope in the Lord. Let us pray. O Lord, trusting in your mercy and righteousness, I turn to you for help. When I am in trouble, I place myself in your care. My hope is in you. I thank and praise you for sheltering me in your goodness and love. Amen. Well, that brings our time on Tuesday morning to an end. My coffee is starting to get a little cold, and so it's time to warm up my coffee, and I will bid you God bless for this day. Remember, keep looking up, because the answer to your prayers are right around the corner. God bless.